The mind, which is clear and bright, established in the present moment, is compared to still water. Still water is transparent. You can look through clear water and see what lies at the bottom. Looking through water, you can distinguish, oh, those are stones, those are plants, those are fish. When the water is still and clean and clear, you can see whatever is present. So we can look at our minds and see what is there. When we let go of the hindrances, the Buddha said that the first hindrance of delight and interest in the world of the senses, indulging in thoughts and memories that we enjoy, whether it's the more gross sensual pleasures, or even more substantial and reasonable topics. But whatever it is that we are indulging in, it's as if we inject different colors into the water, reds and yellows and blues. And once the water is colored, you can no longer see through it. Can't see the true nature of things. When the mind is full of aversion and resentment, negativity, irritation, it's as if the water is boiling. It's bubbling and boiling. So once again, you cannot see through the water, see the way things are. When the mind is dull, lazy, sleepy, when sloth and torpor envelop the mind, it's like plants and growing over the water, choking the water, can't see through the water, can't see through the mind. Agitation of the mind like waves in the water, big waves that prevent us seeing true nature of things. Skeptical doubt, like darkness with no light, cannot see through the water. So protecting the mind against the hindrances, removing the hindrances, like clarifying, purifying, stilling the water. So we can then look through the water, can then look into the mind and begin to understand the meaning of impermanence, the meaning of dukkha, meaning of anatta.